Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 Minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 351944, Westminster, Colorado 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, what does the word Cephas mean and how do you spell it? Read John chapter 1 verse 42 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. The Bible states Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S, C as in Charles, E as in Erna, P as in Paul, H as in Hans, A as in Alpha, S as in Sam. The reason I have to bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts such as womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it's outside of the womb. The program will be about exposing the matrix, and something that is inside the matrix are the listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for the broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. This to help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by thousands expressing euphoria, and many have moved to tears, hoping that he will be the acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance, and especially climate change. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians, who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently is Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam? In spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, "And the Lord shall inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation." We have just experienced the fact that Jerusalem has become an international city with the sanctions of the United States. And I will be continuing on. I'm going to get off the subject a little bit to prove to you what's going on today in the United States.
Today is June 8, 2015. This is a really big deal, and I wish I knew how to make an even bigger deal out of this. I had no idea how I was going to go about presenting this, so what I decided to do was I am going to make two videos on this pamphlet. This is a 28-page pamphlet, and this is the shorter of the two videos. This video is going to go over the main points and the most shocking points. The second video will be much longer and will go through the whole 28-page pamphlet that I highlighted from cover to cover. What you are looking at is the Communist Manifesto for the Climate Change Movement. They actually have a picture of Karl Marx on the back, and they even quote Karl Marx in this document. I picked this up at Pomona College in Claremont, California, at a climate change conference they were having, and I walked in, and it was everything I expected, your typical science fair poster boards, pamphlets, flyers, you know, etc., you name it. Then I walked into the main room, and they were literally in the middle of a pagan ritual where they were saying prayers to pagan gods, where they were singing songs about saving the earth, and they were doing all kinds of other weird things, and they were unleashing all kinds of dark spirits into the earth. And those videos are posted on my channel, which prove that the climate change movement is a religion and an ideology and has nothing to do with actually fixing the climate. It's about changing the entire system from capitalism to socialism into full-blown communism with a system of total equality. So what they want to do on page 2, they say we need a global order based on peaceful relations among nations, mutual respect, and human rights, and the creation of economies that can exist in harmony with nature. That sounds like something straight out of the UN. So they want a one world government, a global order, a new world order based on an economy that exists in harmony with the earth. Then, moving over onto page 5, they admit that capitalism harnessed science to raise the living standards of the global population. So in the very early part of this, they tell you that capitalism created crazy amounts of wealth for the entire world, but then the rest of this document, the next 20 pages, bashes capitalism and then tells you how it needs to end. Then on page 17, like I said, they quote Karl Marx because he's their hero, he's their leader, and he talks about succeeding generations, which is all UN speak, because as we all know, the definition of sustainable development is meeting the needs of the current generation without compromising the needs of future generations. So all this UN speak comes right out of the Communist Manifesto and Karl Marx. Then over on page 20, look what it says here. They talked about reducing the family size on the previous page, and over here it says, "The Royal Society recommendations for achieving reduction in family size are controversial. We recognize that the empowerment of women and elimination of poverty will result in reduction in family size in countries with high fertility rates." In other words, depopulation. The whole feminist movement is all based on this. They claim that if you want to empower women, they shouldn't have any children. I don't know if you tell me, the fact that a woman can create a person, a whole new person, that they can raise and get that person to think whatever they want, That's a pretty powerful thing you could do. I don't know how taking that away empowers women. Then, on page 23, it says, growing public awareness of the impending crisis has been reflected in some limited victories, and they state the legal recognition by U.S. courts and the EPA that CO2 is a pollutant. Can you believe that? U.S. courts actually ruled that carbon dioxide is a pollutant. CO2 is just one part carbon, two parts oxygen, two of the four building blocks of life. Some way, somehow, what plants breathe in is a pollutant. These people are completely asinine. They're ridiculous. And I would like to know what they had on these judges on the NSA database that they were able to get them to rule that me doing this is polluting the planet. Then down here, they quote Cristiana Figueres, one of the top people at the UN. They don't even spell her name right, but here's what she has to say.
A related issue is fertility rates and population. A lot of people in energy and environmental circles don't want to go near that because it's politically charged, it's not their issue, but isn't it true that stopping the rise in population would be one of the biggest levers in driving the rise in greenhouse gases? Is that?
Well, I mean, we all know we expect 9 billion, right, by 2050. So, yes, obviously less people would exert less pressure on the natural resources, and that's
so is 9 billion the foregone conclusion? That's like baked in, done, not gonna, no way to change that.
Well, there again, there's pressure in the system to go toward that. We can definitely change those, right? We can definitely change those numbers, and we really should make every effort to change the numbers, because we are already today exceeding the planetary carrying capacity. Today, to say nothing of adding more population that is going to really overextend our capacity. So, yes, we should do everything possible.
So she's one of their heroes. Just like it said on the other page, they want to depopulate the Earth. That's what this whole radical agenda is all about. It's about killing people. This is a satanic agenda of destroying everything. Then on page 26, they admit that this is a leftist movement, and I highlight that because that's one thing I like about the left. The left is openly communist. You know what you get. There's no hiding what they are trying to do. Meanwhile, the Republicans, more specifically the establishment Republicans, they are all a bunch of wolves in sheep's clothing because they pretend like they are good. They pretend like they are helping their constituency when in reality they are working hand in hand with Obama to sign us over to global governance in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And then lastly, what in my opinion is the most shocking, and I'll be taking this to city councils everywhere I go in the future because this is so key. Right here, here it is. In 2009, Carl Davidson, who was the national co-chair of the CCDS, I forgot to mention, it's on the front page of this pamphlet, the CCDS is the Committees of Correspondence for Democracy and Socialism. They're the ones who put this pamphlet out. He wrote 11 talking points on 21st century socialism, and look what it says right on the top. We need to redesign communities. What have you seen on this channel? All across California, we are being ruled by the sustainable community strategy, and we are being told that we have to redesign all of our cities because of climate change. So from here on out, I'm going to go to city councils, I'm going to go to community meetings, I'm going to hold this pamphlet up, I'm going to read from this page that says eco-socialism at the top, and I'm going to say, you are endorsing a socialist plan. Are you a socialist? So I wanted to show this to you because I hope you can make as big a deal out of this as I am and share this with everyone you know, because everyone needs to know that our country is being ruled by a bunch of socialists who are submitting to UN rule, global governance, and all this climate change, Agenda 21. This is all a giant agenda to depopulate the Earth and create a communist utopia. And as I showed you, they even quote Karl Marx and show his picture in the pamphlet. So that's all for now. Ground 61 signing out.